sing this song. You're all I ever wanted, baby. You're all I ever needed, yeah. So tell me what to do now. When I want, I want you back. Doom doom da da, doom 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 da da, ay 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 da da, da da. Brought songs back.
What is up, team? My name is Janie, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Free Phone, Medford Tufts Free Form Radio. Sorry, a little rusty. That was Brozone's Back from the third Trolls movie. Sorry if the audio is like a little strange. I do have a mask on. I am recovering, and I don't want to put like my germs all over the mic. So there's that. And okay, so this is actually my first show back. You might recall me from last year, last semester. Well, I guess last semester and last year. And this first song is a little out of character for me, because typically we only listen to K-pop over here in the Slime Time Radio Hour. Yes, but I figured it was topical. You know, we're Brozone and we're back. Also, if you're thinking, what, Trolls movie? So out of character for Janie, you need to watch a Trolls movie, because it's very in character, I would say. Half the movie is pop music. But if you are going to watch a Trolls movie, I would watch the second one, actually. Yeah, first one's kind of whatever. I mean, all you need to know is they're trolls and they sing. But the second movie is, like, where it gets serious, where it gets good. It's kind of crazy. But I've got a full show planned. There will be less talking just because, again, recovering. I say less talking and then it doesn't happen. But this time I'm really going to try less talking. okay, so what do we have on the queue? We have... Okay, so our next song is going to be Emergency by Day 6. I've decided on a set of three for this next set. That's how my, for those of you who are newcomers, my last show was at 1 a.m. in the morning. So I'd imagine most of you are newcomers. I'm not going to look at how many people are listening. I just like to imagine there's a lot of you. But I typically do sets of two, but this time I'm going to do sets of three just so I talk less again. But our first song is going to be Emergency by Day 6. And I plan on doing a full episode on K-pop bands. So, like, instead of dancing, they play instruments, in case you're unfamiliar with what a band is. but Day 6 is definitely the most, like, mainstream of the K-pop bands. And Emergency is maybe their goofiest song. They typically make very serious, sad stuff. And it's all really good, but Emergency is really fun. So we'll listen to that. Then we'll listen to Lip Gloss by The Boys, which is a very much like a fun summer song. It's a lifeguard concept, so they all dress as lifeguards. And it was released in winter, so who knows. And then the last of the set will be Ghosting by Tomorrow by Together. And this song, I hate to say it, but if you know, you know. Like, it's so much fun. It's off the Blue Hour album, mini album. One thing about K-pop, they're only going to release 5 songs at a time, but they're going to release 5 songs 4 times a year. So, you know. So let's just get into it, shall we?
Yeah. overrated.
차단규 just a trigger. 시작 전에 breathe out. 심장보다 빨리 달려 speed up. 이렇게
좀 시간 뛰는 게 난지 나인지 심장인지 팍팍팍팍팍팍 나를 앞서가네.
너 때문에 너 때문에 내 말만
심장이
숨이 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 숨이
Goodbye, summer.
So was that great or was that great, right? Okay, so we are now going to do our PSA. And in honor of the biggest snowstorm in 2 years in Massachusetts, in Boston, Massachusetts, leaving not a single fleck of snow on the ground, we are going to read the Storm Season Emergency Preparedness PSA. It's storm season, with power outages and weather-related emergencies more likely than the rest of the year. So be prepared ahead of time by having a couple gallons of drinking water and at least a few days worth of healthy, tasty, ready-to-eat food stored in your home. Let others scramble to the supermarket and wait on long lines while you safely ride out the storm from the comfort of your home. This has been a public service message from WMFO and Medford Tufts Educational Radio. Okay, now that we got that over with, a little bit of ASMR there. Our next set is again gonna be a set of three songs. Guys, these are some good ones. Okay, so our next set of three is gonna be Perfume by NCT Do Chae Chung, which is a subunit a trio that was formed within NCT, and this is their only release. It's from 2023. Should they have won Album of the Year? Yes, they should have. Very much they should have. I really firmly believe that. But alas, people are haters, so they didn't win. Because one thing about NCT, one thing about 2023 is that it was really like the year of trios. Everyone was dropping a trio, and it was really good, and I was really a fan. And arguably, very arguably, this was one of the best trios. So Perfume, sorry, is the title track off of that album, also called Perfume. Yes, they did sell Perfume as merch with this album. Like, I love Commitment. And then the next song is going to be Bite Me by ENHYPEN. And one thing about ENHYPEN, like, I don't really mess around with ENHYPEN. They're not really my speed. But I am always continually shocked with how long they commit to the vampire thing. Because they debuted with the vampire thing, and we were like, yes, of course. Like, every time you debut, you need a strong concept. Like, we get it. Like, yes, vampires. And it was really good. But then they, and usually rookie groups, they continue, oh my lord. I'm okay, I promise. They continue concepts for like an album or two before they like rapidly switch it up. But one thing about ENHYPEN, they're gonna stick with the vampires. They did do Rugby for one summer and we thought it was over, but then this came out and we realized it was in fact not over. So shout out to the vampires that are ENHYPEN. And then the third one is going to be Mask by Kepler. And Mask spelled instead of an A, a V. It's a very stylized song. Oh my God, guys, I'm struggling. So we'll just get into it and I'll talk more after. But get excited.
I'm comfortable with you.
You know that
you're comfortable with me.
I know that you're
너를 맞추면 선명해질 테니.
Yeah, yeah, that's me. 짙은 농도에
oh, yeah.
정신이 혼미해.
Love, yeah, yeah.
봄맞이 향기로워 너를 보면 모두가 다 나를 떠올려.
Yeah, 한 방울 drip drop. 너의 기억 속에 흔적을 남겨. 시간 지날수록 더 뚜렷해져 네 주위를 맴돌아 24 hour. Whoa.
Hold tight. 서로의 맘을 확인한 밤 Oh 난 힘이 스며든 것 같아
이젠 확실히 알아 난 감각이 깨어나
다시 한
love
깊이 새겨
Yeah. It's you and me in this world. 내게로 다시 와, time me. 날 구원할 거라면 just come kiss me and bite me. You're the one song memory. 널 찾던 내 세포는 scream. 이제 날 원한 head a bit. 운명은 우리 다시 발견했지. Got me bad 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 나를 괴롭힌 뭔가 찾아 헤매는 dreams. 떠올랐어 when you're next to me. 잠시 잊혀진 나의 이름이.
Was that not great? I know I say that after every time, but I feel like every time it is great, so. So, okay. So one thing about us, it's you and me in this world, you know, like. You see what I'm talking about? Like, I guess they know what eats and they really do it. Like, good for them doing the vampires. Let's see. Let's talk about Kepler a little bit. Let's, because you might be like, Kepler, that name sounds familiar. And you would be right, because Johannes Kepler is a famous astronomer and mathematician. And you might be like, hey, why did they name a K-pop girl group after Johannes Kepler? Great question. It's because they're from an idol show called Girls Planet 999, where basically, and you would think there's 999 girls on the show. That would be crazy. That's not the case. But basically, after Produce, like, the series of Produce shows, like Produce 101 and, you know, all that, that blew up because, again, the producers went to jail. I feel like we've discussed this, but that was last semester. So basically, they went to jail for rigging the votes and getting accepting bribes and doing a lot of bad stuff. So then after that stopped, the genre of show is, like, very popular, so there was, like, a vacuum a little bit. So Girls Planet and Boys Planet took that up for a little bit. I forget the name of the group that comes that came out of Boys Planet, but Kepler came out of Girls Planet. And the way it works is that trainees from all different companies will go compete on this show, and then what if they debut in the group is under, like, the entertainment company that owns the TV network, I think. And then the group is temporary, so after about a year and a half, maybe two, they disband. And then all of the members go back to their respective companies and, like, use the cachet of being in that group to either join new groups or be solo artists or whatever. Technically, it's a good idea. Let me not say that, but, like, it has worked theoretically in the past, but it never works as well as they think it's gonna work, because everyone gets too attached to the group and there's always members that are less popular. Sorry, I just saw graffiti on the wall that says I heart Jungkook. Yes. But there's, like, so Kepler is, like, a tricky one because they have an interesting collection of members, one of them being a girl from CLC who's, like, a much, well, let me not say much, but, you know, an older group that disbanded because of disagreements with her company. And she, like, she's experienced. Like, watching her on this show, I was like, girl, you are better than this. You are better than all these noobs, okay? Like, you know what you're doing. And, oh my God, this girl tried to shade her because, oh, it was a whole thing. It was a whole thing. So she's in there. And there's also the song we were listening to earlier, Ghosting. One of those members, his younger sister is in this show, in this group. So she's really popular because, you know, they're related. Little nepotism vibes, question mark? I don't know. It's interesting to think about. But on the topic of competition shows, this next song that we're going to listen to, Fast Forward by Somi. Somi is from the circuit of shows. She is one of those people that did multiple shows. So basically, she was on 16 and eliminated in the final round. Ugh. So she was almost in twice, which is crazy. And so she was kind of JYP's star trainee for a little bit because of that show. And then she was on Produce again during the rigging. So, we'll, you know, but she was on Produce. She was then in IOI because she won. And then after IOI, okay, I have so much Somi lore, you guys are not even ready. Okay, so after IOI, she was, didn't do too much. She was kind of in the wings. And she then left JYP, which everyone was, like, floored by. And she joined the Black Label under YG. Is your jaw on the floor? Because my jaw is on the floor. Because the Black Label at the time and still is run by Teddy. And everyone hates Teddy because he is, like, he's kind of, like, quote-unquote, in charge of Blackpink. Well, he, like, produces their music, and everyone hates him because of it, and like there's so much beef with Teddy. Nobody likes Teddy, like truly nobody. So when she joined the Black Label directly under Teddy, people were like shocked. Also, they're not really like pop girl vibes, despite what Blackpink may lead you to think. They're like not really that vibe. So it was really strange that she joined them. But she seems to be having a good time. And you might be like, who is this girl? Like, give me more deets. I'm glad you asked. Have you watched Descendants of the Sun, the Korean drama, the very popular Korean drama? I have. It was really good. It was kind of tragic, but it was really good. And in it, there's like soldiers, like the main guy, he's a soldier, right? And there's this one part where they meet American soldiers. And the one American soldier that's in the drama, he's that guy, IRL, that's her dad. Isn't that crazy? I feel like that's crazy. Is that just me? But yeah, that's her dad. So I don't even know what else to say about that. That's just kind of crazy. She makes very much like, or like Wattpad music, I would say. It's not even You Go Girl. It's like, I'm like, I hope he picks me, like, I'm so cute and cool, and he's so cute and cool, we should be together kind of thing. And I feel like America has a lot of that music, but K-pop doesn't necessarily have that kind of music. It's interesting. They don't necessarily have that kind of music, so she's kind of filling a void. But she's taken a little bit of a new direction with this newest album and this song, Fast Forward. So we're going to listen to that. And then in a similar vein, we're going to listen to Four Walls by FX. I have certainly played this before because it's the best song ever. So we'll just listen to it. We'll just go into it. Get into it? You get the idea.
I'm your future lover, 착한 밤 너의 ruler. Your words so taken, promise. Meet me tonight, let's be honest. Yeah. Sleep on so when it feels so right. 같이 안아줘 이미 느끼잖아. 나를 건 없어 when it feels so right. 네 위를 봐, I'm your goddess. To find you, how many heartbreaks I take just to get to you? How many lovers do I go through to find you? How many? Fast forward.
Make me fall. So in love, yeah, it's so warm. 미친 짧은 순간 피어나는 걸 댓글 하나 없이 완벽했던 시작을 넘어 내 새파란 빛이 파고들어 어지럽힌 걸 Mystery, mystery.
Not the answers, but now they mean nothing. Cause these all come here with something. 세문을 열고 또 열수록 점점 더 커지는 너만이 가득한 four walls. 또 다른 색깔의 new walls. 깊이 빠져드는 new world.
난 진실하던 건 알 수 없어.
So that was FX. Shout out to FX. I love Live Laugh Love FX. Okay, our next two songs. Well, actually, no, let's go. Let's move on. Okay, so our next two songs are Mamma Mia by Kara and then Bad Girl Good Girl by Miss A. So these are a little bit on the older side. This is like firmly second gen K-pop. First gen being like Soteji and the Boys, like the origin of K-pop. So, Kara, confession, don't know much about these groups. I'm sorry. But I do know these songs are really good. I do have to warn you, Bad Girl, Good Girl, there is an aggressive JYP producer tag at the top. Don't be alarmed, it's just part of how it is. He loves to whisper a good JYP at the front. So, this one, he doesn't whisper, he more yells, which is good because the whisper catches you off guard sometimes. So yeah, let's just get into it because these are really good. And I'm excited for you to hear them because, and I love doing the radio because I can make you listen to whatever I want. But let's get into it.
JYP. Introducing Made in Asia, Miss Sam.
So that was that. we are now gonna get into my last two songs for the day. I keep saying night. Well, I keep wanting to say night, but it's firmly day. Kind of an exciting moment for listeners out there who are used to my 1 a.m. So our next two songs are gonna be Perfect Night by Les Serafim. Les Serafim, and then Bubble by Stacey. Ending on a poppy note. Not that we were not already popping. Jumping and popping, one might say. Dropping, even. Guys, that was a funny joke. Okay. Oh my god, joking on my left. Okay, so Perfect Night by Les Serafim, I think, is a collaboration with Overwatch? They released it as a single and they dropped it in collaboration with the game, but looking at it, I'm seeing no evidence of that, which I know is not true. But anyway, oh my lord, sorry. So sorry about that. But yes, Perfect Night is so much fun. I love it. It's like literally about a perfect night. Like I'm listening to it and I'm there. Like that is my perfect night. You're so real. And one thing about Le Sserafim is they're gonna hit trends right on the nose. Like not before the trend is popular, but right at its peak, they're gonna release their concept images and everyone's gonna go crazy. Because obviously they thought about it before it went crazy, but they really just nail it timing wise. And by the time their comeback is over, trend's done. Like, it's crazy. They nail it every time. So I highly recommend looking at the concept pictures for Perfect Night because they're so cool. And then Bubble by Stacey is just like, if I had to name a song Bubble, I would name this one Bubble. Like, you know what I mean? Like, it's crazy. The EP is called Teen Fresh. It's one word, if that gives you any hints at all of what this is going to look like. Yeah, guys. Wow, so excited. And you might... Okay. Let's get into the future of the show, because you might be like, Janie, first show, any thoughts? Great questions. My thoughts are, I will not be sick for the next one, seeing as it will be in 2 weeks. However, I do plan on picking up a lot of subs this semester, just because, hey, I want to hang out some more. So, I'll keep you guys updated through via my Instagram story. If you would like to follow me on Instagram, guys, this feels so gross. If you'd like to follow me on Instagram, it's at Janie Jello. Is there an underscore? I think so. Janie underscore Jello. Don't quote me on that. I should know this. Anyway, also, P.S. I do have an art account. Ooh, sorry. I had to say it. I'm taking art entrepreneurship right now. We're supposed to plug ourselves. Sorry. I'm also supposed to be working on my elevator pitch. Do I know how to write an elevator pitch? No. Maybe next time I'm on the show, I'll give you my elevator pitch. But yes, so we're going to listen to those two songs. Going to leave on a high note. Oh my God. I'm going to recover immensely quickly. Guys, I'm healing myself through sheer willpower. You might be like, Janie, oh my God, do you have the flu that's going around? No, I went and checked with the health services. I don't have the flu because I'm cool. But... I do have a cough, unfortunately, but I'm managing it, again, through sheer willpower. The doctor was like, I hate to say it, but the more you cough, the more you're going to want to cough. And I was like, please, I'm familiar. Because if, interesting piece of lore from last year, guys, wait, this is embarrassing, actually, maybe I don't want to say this out loud. But last year, after I got COVID, fall semester, I had a lingering cough that got quite serious. So I went to health services, and they tested me for the whooping cough, guys. The whooping cough. It was negative. But the whooping... Anyway, very embarrassing. So, one thing about me, I'm familiar with a cough. So... and I'm gonna conquer this one. Just you wait. And I am trying to get to the exact moment. Okay, we have exactly 1 minute before I need to start playing these songs so it ends perfectly. Guys, I did the math. It took me 3 songs to do the math, but I did the math. But yeah, basically look forward to every other week, Thursdays, 10 a.m., our scheduled time, and then also look for our unscheduled times. If you are my family or friends, I will text you the link so you can listen, because I don't expect you to be checking my Instagram story regularly. Well, actually, if you're my friends, I guess I am expecting you to check my Instagram story regularly. We'll talk about that later. But yeah, this has been actually so much fun. I know I truly am deeply sorry for the quality of my voice and the occasional hacking. But I think we've done a great job, guys, for this first episode. And let's get into it. Perfect Night by Le Sserafim. Also, this is Janie. And you've been listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. I'll see you guys soon.
check it out now.
Yeah, 이불 밖은 위험해. Let it go, let it pass. 좋은 것만 기억해. 빙글빙, 빙글뱅, 안 돌리고 싶어. Hey, listen up, 나다운 게 필요해.